Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a time when a prophet in Israel warned some of the fat cows of Israel. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from Amos chapter 4, verse 1, which says this. Hear the word of the Lord, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountains of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, bring wine, let us drink. This man Amos wasn't trained as a prophet. And it's pretty evident right here. This simple man knew farms and fields and flocks instead of the vocabulary of the professional prophets. Therefore, he wanted to get the point across to the indulgent women of ancient Israel, and he called them fat cows. It's right there in Amos 4:1 when he called them, you cows of Bashan. The livestock of Bashan in the northern part of Israel, the modern-day Golan Heights, was well known for being fat and healthy. Psalm 22, verse 12 mentions the strong bulls of Bashan, and Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 18 mentions the large livestock, the fatlings of Bashan. It's no exaggeration to say that Amos called these women fat cows. Now, this was not primarily a comment on their appearance. Amos had no interest in beauty contests, and he wasn't trying to make these women of ancient Israel feel unattractive physically, but he did want them to see just what their own self-indulgent selfishness made them. You don't think that ancient women liked being called cows of Bashan. Even though it's true that the very skinny ideal of feminine beauty is a modern phenomenon, and that especially in ancient times, let's say a little plumpness was a valued sign of affluence, we can count on it that at no time in human history has a woman ever appreciated being called a fat cow. So when Amos used this sarcastic taunt, you cows of Bashan, he focused on the luxury that these wealthy women of ancient Israel enjoyed and to the self-indulgent and comfort-worshipping ways that their extravagant lifestyle made possible. In our modern world, we might say that if Amos looked at some of our reality TV stars, even if their figures were thin, he would call out to them, "You cows of Bashan." See, Amos saw that their opulent, lazy lives lived for no greater purpose than pleasing self. He saw past their outward shell that they worked so hard to make and keep attractive, and he saw that they were really like fat cows, not only in style and attitude, but also in the fact that they were ready for slaughter. The point is driven home all the more as Amos puts his finger on their sins when he says, who oppress the poor and crush the needy. The real sin of these ancient women wasn't found in their dress size or in their bank accounts. It was that they gained their wealth and affluence by oppressing and crushing the less fortunate. Perhaps it was because they directly oppressed the poor and crushed the needy. Perhaps it was their constant demands for luxuries that drove their husbands to greater and greater injustices. Perhaps it was a combination of both. Their bad attitude made them difficult to deal with. In Psalm 22, verse 12, David complained about the strong bulls of Bashan that were set against him. But he might rather deal with the bulls of Bashan than with the cursed cows of Bashan. We can just imagine that there were many who were self-focused and self-indulgent, full of demands upon others and having few demands on themselves. The bossiness of these cows of Bashan is shown in how they spoke to their husbands. It says here, who say to your husbands, bring wine, let us drink. It wasn't that these women were of a certain shape or a certain balance in the bank account. It was that they used their affluence in the pure, self-focused pursuit of pleasure. God saw this, and he promised to hold them to account. Dear friend, God has given you gifts and advantages. How are you using them? Take heart the tragic lesson from God's message to the cows of Bashan. Whatever gifts and advantages God gives you, use them for his glory. Those are things that you can dedicate to the Lord, and you can do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.